Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when even two people who at one time had a very harsh, very contentious, very mutually insulting relationship. Two people who are both very much in the public eye. I'm talking here about President Trump and Megyn Kelly. Remember that? When after that first debate in 2015, this is right after President Trump had gone down the escalator and he was just entering the campaign, Megyn Kelly was the moderator or co-moderator for a big debate on Fox, and she asked him a pretty tough question. Trump didn't like it, didn't like the way she handled it, and then afterward he said that she was bleeding out of her eyes, she was bleeding out of her wherever, there was something wrong with her, and then he wouldn't go submit to interviews at any point in the future with Megyn Kelly. Well, now there is a new Trump, and one who is willing to sit down for an interview with Megyn Kelly. And in fact, the president who wants to be president again is going to sit down for another interview, the first one he's done since he left the White House, with network television, with NBC. And Kirsten Welker, or Catherine Welker, who is the new replacement for Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, is going to feature Donald Trump.
Don't be rude.
Okay, I'm sure no one would be rude to the former president. He suggested to Megyn Kelly that with all of the talk dominating the news recently about impeaching Joe Biden, he explains to her why Biden is really facing his own impeachment crisis. Why? Well, here's Donald Trump's take on it. Clip 9.
They did it to me, and had they not done it to me, I think, and nobody officially said this, but I think had they not done it to me, and I'm very popular in the region, they like me and I like them, the Republican Party, perhaps you wouldn't have it being done to them. And this is going to happen with indictments, too. They have fake indictments, and I think you're going to see that as time goes by. You're going to see Republicans, when they're in power, doing it, and it's a shame when that happens. I'm not in favor of that, but that's what's going to happen because that's human nature.
That's human nature, fake indictments. And he's talking about he was very popular with the Republican Party. The reason he's very popular with the Republican Party, but when you talk about an impeachment inquiry on President Biden, one of the questions that President Trump really didn't answer is what exactly would he be impeached for? There are a number of commentaries that ask that question. The question that I would really put on the table is there are only two possible outcomes of an impeachment proceeding against Joe Biden. And both of those outcomes, and I'll outline it to you in a minute and you can see it, they would both be disasters for that Republican Party that President Trump says he believes in. Why? Well, number one, if they succeeded for some reason in getting the 18 Democratic senators to flip over and vote to drive Joe Biden out of office, if In other words, they succeeded beyond anyone's expectations, got him impeached by the House, went to trial in the Senate, and then they got the 67 votes they need in the Senate to drive Joe Biden out of the White House. What happens? Welcome, Madam President, Kamala Harris, as the 47th President of the United States. And that would mean she would get to run as an incumbent, as the first female president, and as somebody who could offer a fresh start and try to move on from the chaos that would be signified by the Biden administration. And she would also have, running against Trump, if she were, a 20-year age advantage. She's 19 years younger than President Trump. And all of a sudden, that age issue, which is a powerful issue against Joe Biden. Okay, so that's what would happen if they won. Now, what happens if they lost, which is far more likely, that we waste all of this time and all of this effort, and the end of the entire process is exactly what happened with President Trump, and it happened with President Clinton. Bill Clinton's approval rating and popularity rose during his impeachment process. The same thing happened with Trump twice, particularly the first time. Trump had a huge increase in approval and popularity because of impeachment. And then he was able to say, okay, Winston Churchill once said, after he was covering the Boer War in South Africa as a reporter, he said, there's nothing quite so exhilarating in life as to be shot at without fatal effect. And again, you're handing Joe Biden a guaranteed victory by trying to pursue impeachment, because it's not going to work, and it's only going to increase sympathy for him. And especially given the fact that most of this centers around his deeply troubled and deeply compromised son. So basically, how does the impeachment work out to help Republicans, or even to help Donald Trump? By the way, in his conversation with Megyn Kelly, he was asked about awarding a presidential commendation to Dr. Fauci because of recognizing his exceptional efforts on Operation Warp Speed getting vaccines out there. And here's what President Trump said in response to that question.
Anthony Fauci. Then for the first time in May...
I also said I didn't listen to him too much.
I'm getting there. But then in May, you started saying, well, he's a civil servant, so I couldn't, technically. The truth is, though, not only did you not fire Fauci, who is loathed by many, many millions of Republicans in particular, but also some Democrats.
By the way...
You made him a star. This is the criticism of you, that you made him the face of the White House coronavirus task
force. You think so?
That he was out at every presser, that he was running herd for the administration on COVID, and that you actually gave him a presidential commendation before you left office. Wouldn't you like a do-over on that?
I don't know who gave him the commendation. I really don't know who gave him the commendation.
Presidential commendation. One went off to Mark
Somebody
Miller,
from.
Too.
Okay. is it a crime that he honored Dr. Fauci? He was then asked about the classified documents by Megyn Kelly. Clip 8.
Why would you be holding up a newspaper saying this is still secret?
I'd have to look at it.
I could be classified if I were president.
I would have to look at it.
But that's what you told Brett Baer. You told Brett Baer that was a newspaper.
I could have declassified. No, I also told Brett Baer, as I remember, I don't know, it was a long time interview.
Will you tell me what were you waving around?
I also told Brett Baer that it wasn't a classified document.
What were you waving around in that meeting? Because it certainly sounds
like I'm not
like going
to talk to you about that, because that's already been, I think, very substantiated, and there's no problem with it.
It hasn't been substantiated. Jack Smith says
Megan,
it was
let
the
me just tell
plan.
You. Let me
you
just
told Brett Baer.
Let me tell you. Here we go again. I'm covered by the Presidential Records Act. I'm allowed to do what I want to do. I'm allowed to have documents.
And, again, the controversy continues. Speaking of which, there is no controversy quite so potent and emotional as the existence of Bigfoot. We'll be speaking to a journalist, editor, researcher, and producer in both radio and print who's a something of an expert on Sasquatch, and has a persuasive article that says that we need him, whether he exists or not. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved Show, people who have been listening to this show for a long time know that I have a long-standing, a decades-long-standing fascination with the subject of Sasquatch. Sasquatch, also known as Bigfoot, as yet unidentified primate, And yes, it is not a bear. It is not from outer space. It apparently is a primate. Most of the people who've researched this agree. One of those people is Laura Kranz, who is a journalist, editor, and producer in both radio and in print. She is co-founder of Foxtopus, Inc. Her podcast, Wild Thing, has received critical acclaim from Scientific American, Rolling Stone, and The Atlantic. And she has done a number of middle-grade books from Abrams kids, including The Search for Sasquatch, which came out last year. And Laura, I should also mention, when I saw your name, I immediately thought of the late zoologist, who was, I believe, chairman of the zoology department at Washington State University, Grover Kranz, who's your cousin, is that right?
Yeah, he was my grandfather's cousin. He was actually an anthropologist, which in some ways made him more interesting because he was trying to figure out if Bigfoot was out there, first of all, and if Bigfoot was out there, how closely it might be related to humans, because he did a lot of work on human evolution.
Well, he speculated. I've also seen his skeleton, which is in the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. But
along with Clyde, his favorite dog.
Yes, he was an unusual guy. I know that he had calculated, he thought that there was a population of some 1,500 of these animals, Bigfoots, Sasquatches. I don't know. How do you say plural of Sasquatch?
That's a good question. You could call them big feet, I guess. But, you know, other people say it's just Bigfoot, like deer.
Okay. So, in any way, he thought there were 1,500 Sasquatches, big feet, in Washington State alone. You went out to view some ground nests, which you describe, and there were 21 of them. These are nests that are dug into the ground, as gorillas do. Where were these? These were out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, so they had been found on private timberland out on the Olympic Peninsula, and the guy who found them was basically surveying for the next timber cut. And he came across these, what looked to him like giant bird's nests. They were like woven together with twigs and sticks and looked like nests, but they were on the ground and they were huge. And it kind of left him scratching his head. So he called up the Department of Fish and Game in Washington, and he also called up a group known as the Olympic Project, which does research on Bigfoot. And everybody came out.
Yeah,
everybody came out and looked at these nests and were kind of scratching their heads. And so this guy said, hey, look, I'm going to delay the cut for 5 years, and I'm going to give you time to survey this and, you know, observe it and see if you see anything interesting. So that's what they did for 5 years. They spent time out on that land and took samples from the nests and sent them off to laboratories to get them analyzed. And, you know, I don't think they came to any conclusive, I don't think they had any conclusive evidence from it, but it sure raised a lot of eyebrows and made people pretty curious about this stuff.
Okay, and, the Skookum nests in eastern Washington, right? Where they found similar.
I'm not as familiar with. I know of the Skookum cast, but I don't know about the nests.
Well, it's apparently these nests, and I think that's true for the ones you saw, they couldn't possibly be accidental. These clearly are built by something, right?
They certainly look that way. And it wasn't the sort of messy, you know, a bear bed or a deer bed, which, you know, there are several types of large fauna out there that do build nests of sorts for themselves, but they're generally just piles of debris. These looked a lot more substantive than that, like they had been created by something.
So what happened with the skin and the hair samples that you sent in, or that were sent in from these nests?
Yeah, I wasn't involved in sending them in. That was Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum, who I'm sure you are familiar
with. Oh, sure,
he's
been on the show. Yes, Idaho State University, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so he was the one who collected samples from the nests, and he sent them into a lab at the time belonged to Dr. Todd Disitel, who's a molecular primatologist. And Todd is a skeptic, but he said, look, if someone can bring me solid evidence, I'm willing to be open-minded about it. So he works with certain researchers, including people like Dr. Meldrum, who he thinks are being scientific about the process. And so he ran samples of the nests through DNA analysis using his computers and, you know, came up with nothing that showed that it was any sort of large primate. The only primate DNA there was human DNA.
So what do they think made these nests?
Well, I think that's one of those big, mysterious questions that no one really has an answer for yet. I have heard through sources, you know, I don't follow this story as closely anymore. I kind of moved on to other topics, but I've heard through other sources that they have found nests elsewhere and they are in the process of trying to get analysis done on those to see what they can find.
Okay, why do we need Bigfoot? That was your announcement, which I thought was brilliant. You said, look, you're not at all sure that this creature even exists, but we need him. Why?
Yeah, I think there are a couple reasons for that. One, you know, humans have evolved with monsters. If you look back to our oldest written stories and our oldest tales, there was always some sort of monster lurking in the background. You've got Beowulf. You've got the monsters in the Epic of Gilgamesh. Like, we've always sort of existed with this idea of something beyond the campfire. So I think in some ways it's part of our DNA to think about the world being big enough and wild enough and unexplored enough that things like this could exist. And I think, too, it's something, you know, not to sound sappy, but I think there is something environmental about it where it's like, I want the world to be unmapped and unpaved and unpruned, and I want to know that there are creatures like this lurking out there in the forest, even if I never get to see one, even if we never prove that it exists. The idea that the world is so wild and unexplored and that we haven't conquered it all, to me, I think is really valuable, and that we've preserved these wilderness spaces.
I mean, part of what you're talking about, Kent, makes me think of some of the last lines of The Great Gatsby, where they talk about people compelled into an aesthetic contemplation they neither understood nor desired, something commensurate to their capacity for wonder. And your piece on why we need Bigfoot, congratulations on it. Laura Krantz, I hope we'll speak about this again, particularly when there's some breakthrough discoveries in this field. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Today, Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted on federal firearm charges. Hunter Biden has been accused of lying about his drug use in October 2018 when he bought a firearm, according to an indictment filed in a court in Delaware. The president's son has been under investigation for his business dealings Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah, and the 2012 Republican presidential nominee announced on Wednesday he would not be seeking re-election in 2024, saying he wanted to make way for a new generation of leaders.
I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders.
He also strongly suggested that Trump and Biden follow his lead. Week 2 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Eagles and Vikings. Dave Collins, USA News.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Just a moment more on the issue of Bigfoot, Sasquatch. I mean, one of the most common questions I get when I meet people for the first time, but they know something about me and they know something about the show, would be, how can you expect to be taken seriously if you take Bigfoot seriously? And I do. Am I an ironclad believer? No, but I think there are questions that have been raised about the existence of a creature like this over more than 100 years of documentation. Actually, it's several hundred years. Yes, it's part of Native American mythology, and that's where the name Sasquatch apparently comes from. And there have been so many sightings and such a level of consistency and then so many literally thousands of footprints that have been taken. What's really very hard to believe would be the conspiracy theory that says that there are a bunch of fraudsters out there who go out into the middle of absolutely nowhere, like where they found these ground nests that had been built by something, someone, some people going out in the woods in rain or shine or snow or hail and actually planting footprints and hair samples and scat samples and all of these little scraps of evidence that kind of lead to the same conclusion. And by the way, every year they identify new species of fish, of frogs, of birds that they either thought were extinct or that nobody knew about before. There are still wild places in the world. And the idea that something mysterious exists out there in the woods, of course it's romantic and appealing and interesting. And I do hope that at some point or another, this mystery, which has been going on for a long time and engaged a bunch of serious people, like the Professor Meldrum she mentioned, like her cousin, Professor Krantz, this is intriguing. And sometimes it's even more intriguing than politics. Megyn Kelly confronting Donald Trump. That's sort of like Laura Krantz, Bigfoot investigator confronting. Well, okay. So Megyn Kelly, to understand what went on between Megyn Kelly and Trump in 2015, she's moderating a debate, and she confronted Trump at the debate with what he considered to be a horrible question. Listen, this is a flashback from President Trump's first campaign for the presidency. This is clip 13.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie several... O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account...
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either.
Okay, that was President Trump in an exchange that became famous because he made other comments about Megyn Kelly and that he wouldn't work with her. But when they sat down to rehash that debate moment from 2015, they sounded, well, like they still had a little bit of an edge toward one another. Listen.
You asked me a question when you were moderating the debate for Fox. That, frankly, if I didn't come up with the answer only Rosie O'Donnell, I would have had a problem with that. That was a bad question.
That was a great question.
No, it was a nasty question.
It was awesome.
You know, there are questions that are, it's not that they're not answerable, but no matter, if you're Winston Churchill, he was very good at
debating. You handled it well. Your poll numbers went up.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, I got a little bit lucky. I came up with a good answer.
Okay, he did come up with a good answer, not the line about Rosie O'Donnell, but the line about political correctness. The idea is that it really will be better for President Trump, for the Republican Party, for the country, if he agrees to participate in this upcoming debate, which is taking place in 2 weeks. It's September 27th, I'm pretty sure, is the actual date. And it will be a debate at the Reagan Library. And, again, with so much at stake in terms of the future of the Republican Party and, obviously, the future of the country, it's hard to say, well, I'm so far ahead, I don't need to participate in the debate. Yeah, but... you should, Mr. President. That would be appropriate. And again, should he be concerned about facing up with Ron DeSantis? He should be more concerned about Dickie Haley in the debate. But DeSantis was on with Hannity in front of a live studio audience, and he said this about his military history. This is clip 2.
Well, the reason I'm in New York is because I got invited to be at the 9/11 ceremony, remembrance ceremony, with some of the 9/11 families. So my wife and I got to go, and we're looking at the names, and they're telling stories.
Joe Biden was in Hanoi.
Yeah, and then he went to Alaska or something like that. And I was, far away from it. I didn't have anyone I knew, but it was a huge impact on me. I ended up joining the military as a result of that. And I was going to put myself in a position I could have made a lot of money, but I decided, our country's in conflict. We don't have a draft, but I'm going to step up and do whatever part I can. And so that kind of put me on the road to service. And so throughout my career, I've always put service above self. I mean, I think I am the leader. I am the vehicle. But ultimately, it's not about me. It's about delivering for the people that I represent. And in this case, turning this country around. Because this country, and you and I have talked about it, it's in decline. We're in jeopardy.
It's scary.
We're in jeopardy of being the first generation of Americans who are going to turn over to our kids and grandkids an America less prosperous and less free than what we inherited. And that would be a tragedy if we allowed that to happen.
Okay, the line that America is in decline, is that now the official line of the Republican Party? We've gone away from being the shining city on a hill, echoing John Winthrop, echoing the Bible, actually, originally. That notion that America is in decline and that one election can halt that decline. We have lots of problems and we have lots of shortcomings in our political system where it seems to be polarized and distracted. And I think there's a real danger, particularly if the only choices are Joe Biden or Donald Trump, that there will be very, very low turnout this time in the election. And that would be a shame. Which, of course, brings us to Joe Manchin. He is grappling with three options. This is according to the Washington Post for 2024. Running for re-election in West Virginia as an independent for a senator. Running for president as a no-labels candidate. Or retiring from politics. So which will it be? And why does it matter? And what about a new movie, pretty terrific new movie, with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon? We'll get to it. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. But above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, we were listening a moment ago about Ron DeSantis, and he was on with Hannity again in front of a live studio audience, and he's lucid and he's smart, and he has a remarkable record as governor of Florida. There's no question about it. Something of the way that he talks about himself that is off-putting. I mean, when he talks about how virtuous he was to do something that literally millions of Americans do, which is volunteer for our military and for our service. And of course he's appropriate to call attention to that, but to put that together with September 11th, and then there is this segment of the interview with Governor DeSantis, where he promises dramatic action on his first day as president. Listen, this is clip one.
So, I mean, this border is such a disaster. And so what I've said is day one as president, we're declaring it a national emergency. I'm sending the military down to the border. We're going to build the wall, stop the invasion. But I am going to treat the Mexican drug cartels as the foreign terrorist groups that they are. They're killing tens of thousands of our fellow citizens by bringing fentanyl into this country. We're using lethal force against the cartels. Right. If they're bringing fentanyl in, breaking into our country, we're going to leave them stone cold dead at the border. Trust me, they will get the message.
Okay, how is that going to work? I mean, when people make promises on day one, my first day as president, I'm going to do this. I'm going to declare an emergency and deploy military resources. We do not want to go to war with Mexico, which is our second most important trading partner next to Canada. And obviously you need more cooperation from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador and, yes, Mexico. And obviously we need a complete overhaul of an immigration system that is a mess and that everybody agrees is a mess. But promising immediate action and talking about building a wall, there's been very, very little of the wall that has been built. And again, the big challenge for President Trump, who insists that no, the wall was mostly built, is why hasn't it made any difference? and it does not appear to have made a profound difference. Something that does make a difference, and it's one of those stories that's a little bit encouraging. No, it's more than a little bit encouraging. It's from the Wall Street Journal. It points out that a philanthropic group whose funders include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Mackenzie Scott. Mackenzie Scott is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, so there's money there. They're giving $124 million to historically black colleges and universities, aiming to shore up and ultimately expand the financially strapped schools. What's really wonderful about this is it's a story about all of these non-black people, mostly white people, people of European ancestry, if you want, who are getting together and doing something to help their neighbors and fellow citizens and their country. Much of the funding targets essentials such as technology upgrades, data collection, and academic support programs, which Blue Meridian, that's the name of this group, this funding group, says can help set the institutions up for long-term sustainability. The project is a collaboration run by the United Negro College Fund, Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and Partnership for Education Advancement. In addition to making grants directly to the schools, it lets institutions team up to pay lower rates for tools such as student support chatbots and fundraising software, and to exchange tips on what is working well. Blue Meridian pools funds from donors, who also include Charles and Lynn Schusterman Family Philanthropies and the Ballmer Group, and Steve Ballmer, former president of Microsoft, and backs projects related to social and economic mobility. Historically, black colleges have seen a renaissance of sorts in recent years, with prospective student interest surging in the wake of the 2020 racial justice protests, and again after the Supreme Court ruling this summer that made some black students question how welcome they would be at predominantly white institutions. But the country's 100 historically black colleges and universities generally have tiny endowments and tight budgets and cater to students with significant financial need, making growth a challenge. These schools, which are worth visiting, have played a noble role in our history, and it is wonderful to see this kind of support. In 2020, Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings and his wife donated $120 million to Morehouse College. That was the college that Martin Luther King attended. Spelman College, that's the women's college right next door in Atlanta, and the United Negro College Fund. The donation was earmarked for student financial aid. Look, this is one of the reasons why the hate the rich impulse is inappropriate and doesn't work in this country. What can work is actually people collaborating on worthy goals like this one. Worthy goals like keeping more prisoners in prison. Dateline New York, a prisoner who used a rope made of bed sheets, sounds like a movie, to escape from the fifth floor of a New York City hospital has been rearrested after a month on the lam. The 44-year-old man was apprehended yesterday in Queens after escaping from Mount Sinai Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan on August 9th, a police spokesperson said. The man had been in custody on a drug charge since July 31st, when he was brought to the hospital after he complained of chest pains, authorities said. He escaped from a window 5 days later after asking to take a shower, police said. He rappelled to a rooftop below and from there made it to the street where he got into a taxi, but apprehended at this point, which is an encouraging result the day after the apprehension of Danilo Cavalcante, a real piece of work, who may be facing charges back home in Brazil. Meanwhile, there is a film out there that is now available generally It tells a remarkable true story about American capitalism and one of its conspicuous successes. Yes, that's with designing very popular shoes called Air Jordans. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck co-star in the absorbing true story from 1984 about an upstart athletic shoe company that manages to beat the odds and change the world. It's called Air. Now available for streaming on Amazon Prime.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
What's the plan? We build a shoe line around just him.
But who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Yeah, and you'll want to go along for the ride because this intensely watchable, brilliantly acted movie, which also includes outstanding performances, can connect even with people who don't think they care about footwear or basketball. Ben Affleck also does a brilliant job as director, though Matt Damon's often tormented performance as the driving force behind Air Jordans makes for the emotional center of the movie. Rated R for language, 3 stars for Air, which takes flight. And speaking of taking flight, tomorrow we're going to be revealing one of the best movies I've seen this year, which is a true story of somebody taking flight with the astronaut program. Honest, this amazing true story, it's not a documentary, it's a film with heart and soul that's deeply moving. It's about a young man who came with his family as a migrant farm worker, and ended up, through his determination as an engineer and a researcher and a member of the astronaut program who actually went up on the space shuttle. We'll be actually reviewing A Million Miles Away tomorrow, and also the new film by Kenneth Branagh, part of his Agatha Christie series, the murder mystery set on Halloween at a seance called A Haunting in Venice. Plus, we'll be talking to Mark Leibovich about the strange reaction of Washington to a new impeachment crisis. And speaking of which, can Jack Smith, the prosecutor, ever really prove that Trump knew that he lost the 2020 election? That will be a key element in all of the trials coming up. And is it possible to be addicted to weed? There's one recovering addict who was addicted at age 12.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.